This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. Today in studio at CIFA Radio, we have a guest, Joe Van Winkle. Thank you so much for joining us, Joe.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You're involved in local food security, And the way that you're engaging with that is you happen to be the regional lead for the northern region of the Rise Up program.
And
That program has been created by a PHABC, which is the Public Health Association of BC. That's a nonprofit, but it's here within the province. And that nonprofit managed to access some federal funding through the CSC, or the Canadian Service Corps, which encourages youth to volunteer, develop leadership skills, engage in the community, that kind of thing. And what a great way to divert that energy into local food security.
Absolutely.
So you need to recruit some volunteers, some young folks to help you what? Garden? Tell us about it.
Well, gardening is one thing for sure they could be doing. So we're going into our cohort number 2. This is our second full year of the program. And we've got room for about 2 to 4 youth still. And they could be volunteering anywhere from with local farms, local nations. We've got youth with everyone at the table here in Prince George helping with their food policy council development.
It's another separate nonprofit.
Oh, totally separate.
Okay.
Really, you don't need to have any experience to join our program. The idea is you just need to be interested in kind of getting more involved in your community. Depending on your level of experience and your interests, we'll work to try and find you a host organization that works with what you're looking for, whether that's more in person, more online, something to get your hands dirty. We've got people working with PG Perg here over the summer with their gardening. And yeah, it's just a great opportunity to get involved and learn more about environmental stewardship and sustainability and the such.
So it's not limited to throwing a shovel into the dirt and getting dirty. There's all kinds of ways to coordinate, get involved in whatever it is, whatever your skill set is, you can contribute to this program.
Absolutely. I think that...
Or lack of skill set.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, yes. You could be interested in farming. You could have never heard of hydroponics. Like any sort of experience is needed and necessary. I think that everyone has so much to provide and gain from these kinds of things. We also, if there's any host organizations out there in Prince George that would like to take on some youth, we are absolutely open to having a couple more of those. It really is just a wonderful opportunity to get involved in community and learn some new skills. I think because we're working with youth, which by the federal definition is 15 to 30, which is quite broad, we understand that we have people coming from high school, university, full-time jobs. There's a lot of availability differences between our youth. And so the whole point of my role is to try and facilitate finding you something that works with that.
You're kind of acting, in a sense, in this program as not a job placement program, but a volunteer placement program, connecting different organizations with interested volunteers and youth.
Exactly. Yeah. And the total program, so you have a year to complete 120 volunteer hours, which sounds a little daunting, but part of that includes online education modules we provide, any service hours that you do with your host organizations. We also have a provincial retreat that will be happening in October, and we're actually getting all the youth to come with us to the island, and they get to meet people from the other regions as well.
So there's some incentives for the youth built in too. It's not just the cereal is the prize kind of situation.
Correct. Yeah.
Oh, neat. I can imagine there might be a few farmers out there listening right now, a few employers in the food related world thinking, oh, this is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it doesn't even have to be free physical labor. I've got a youth up in Smithers who's working on designs for some swag for a farm up there so that they can get a little bit of proceeds through that. So there's a lot of different ways that they could be providing the help as well. If we end up getting some really tech-savvy youth, they could help with websites. Like, there's so many opportunities that arise. For example, Kitsum Kalem, who's one of our host organizations, is working on building out their self-governance structure right now. And so there's so many potential for people down the line to be able to work in that area and help them do that.
That's fascinating. Yeah. I would not have considered that from the Rise Up poster. You know, you're looking
totally.
Get involved in food systems of your community. Immediately, my brain goes to gardening. I did not think of developing governance systems.
Yeah. So this might be a tangent, but I just had a meeting yesterday with Dakota from Kitsum Kalem, and he's in charge of developing their agriculture sector within their self-governance structure. And so he's going to be taking on a youth who's going to help garden for sure, but over the next 2 years, he has to develop 350 acres. And so part of the youth's position will be helping to plan that.
What a experience.
One that you just would not have unless you were already connected with the nation. So
in case it hasn't been clear to the audience so far, this program is not at all limited to Prince George, Prince George area. It is throughout northern BC.
Yeah.
I should ask you, you know, through your title as the regional lead for the northern region, just how big is the northern region?
Oh, it's huge. If we're looking at, based on like health authority size, we cover 55 First Nations. I believe it's over 600,000 kilometers.
PHABC is a nonprofit organization. It exists and services basically British Columbia.
Yes.
It you know, goes all over the province. There's other regional leads in different areas of the province that have similar roles to yourself. There's one on the island, Fraser Valley, et cetera, and right here in Prince George, on and on. This program received federal funding through the Canada Service Corps, which is pretty neat. But to be clear, this program is not federally led. Like, you're not receiving a directive from the federal government or something, be like, look at food security in your region. This is an initiative that came up through PHABC. And there are also other organizations in the community that are also interested in food security that you happen to be collaborating with, working on this. Again, this isn't some larger directive coming from somewhere higher above you.
No, right? From my understanding, it isn't. I believe Canada Service Corps had grants available. We applied for it with our goal of bolstering local food systems and stewardship. And we do quarterly reporting to Canada Service Corps so that they know what's going on with their funding and things like that.
Right, typical grant reporting that has to happen.
Exactly.
Sure. But all in all, this is like essentially a grassroots initiative.
Yeah, it is. It was put together by Richard, who's part of PHABC, and it's had a pilot project here in Prince George a few years ago. So it's something that has been in the works for a while, and we hope will continue past when this funding ends.
If people really like this program and what it's doing, who should they send their letters of support to?
If you're in the north, you can send them to me at northern.riseup@phabc.org, and I can forward them onto our project lead. That's probably the easiest way to do that, just so she's not receiving a bunch of emails from the north wondering why. I can provide a little bit of context. But yeah, if you're someone who thinks you might be interested in being a host organization in the future, or just providing like words of support that we could use later when we're applying for more grants, send them my way and I'll make sure they get to the right people.
Recruiting the youth, students, how are you going about it so far? How's it going? And who do you want to get into this program? You mentioned 15 to 30 years of age. It's the target.
Yeah. Group. So kind of on the tail end of recruitment, we're hoping to have everyone in the process of getting onboarded by the end of the month. So end of April. We have posters up around town. We've talked in classes before at high schools, here at the university, different things like that. Kind of like through word of mouth for the most part. Also, I think it's important to say if you're a youth already involved in some form of food system or environmental stewardship, we can work with you and whoever you're working with to create a host org opportunity there. Like, it could be added on to what you're already doing. It's not exclusive to Prince George. That's just where I'm based out of, so that's where I can do most of my recruitment. We have people all the way up in Prince Rupert.
Hyper locally here, right on UMBC campus, there is another nonprofit. That's PG PERG, or the Prince George Public Interest Research Group. They host a community garden they make these plots available for various community members who would like to have some more garden space to garden in it and so on.
Yeah.
Organizations like this, which also rely on volunteer involvement and so on, are you partnering with other nonprofits to try to facilitate help for the work they're doing through Rise Up as well?
Yeah. So we've actually got two youth working with PG Perk. One of them has spent a lot of this past semester keeping their good storefront bulk food area open throughout the semester. So he does at least, I believe, 4 hours a week there. And then himself and another one of our volunteers, Courtney, who I believe you have spoken with, are planning on helping out with their gardens over the summer. And so part of what they're going to be doing is helping them grow the food that they use either for good food boxes or to donate to things like the student society and stuff like that. But then also they both have experience in gardening and soil and things like that. So they're also there to help provide guidance, mentorship, tips and tricks for people who are new to gardening but wanted to use a plot because they're there.
And when it comes to the skill building, how do the volunteers earn credentials or references or so on? What does that look like? What do the volunteers stand to gain?
Definitely the skills and education, something they can be putting on their resume. I'm happy to write a reference letter for the youth at the end of their program. And as long as they, you know, did the work they were supposed to for the host orgs, I'm sure they are as well. So there's definitely some actual like bulking of your resume that you can get from it, adding skills for sure. I find working within food realms and things like that, the big takeaway you get is connections and community. I would not know about the job that I have now if it wasn't for me working with the sustainability office while I was in school. And so it all kind of comes together and we're all connected. Like you said, there's PG Perk, there's everyone at the table, there's all of the other northern region organizations we're working with. We've got the Farmers Market in Terrace, we've got Kitsum Kalem Nation outside of Terrace. Like, it is very wide, and those are just amazing contacts to have, especially if you're going to continue working within food or within the north. And there's so many opportunities that arise from that.
And you have room for how many more volunteers?
2 to 4. So 4 is kind of my max. I would love to get 2 more on for sure. So if anyone out there has a friend and they're both interested in this, even a little bit, reach out. We'll chat, see kind of where we can fit you in.
Yeah. And how are they going to contact you, Jill?
Email me at northern.riseup@phabc.org. Or you can do my second email, which is joe.vanwinkle@phabc.org. But I'll get them both in the same mailbox. We've got a website. You can apply right on there. You don't have to go through me first.
Okay.
As soon as someone applies and says they're in the northern region, I will get that notification and we'll connect with them. It's www.riseup-phabc.ca.
And through that acronym, PHABC, I'm sure I could also find you on the various social media platforms that exist.
Yeah. Rise Up right now doesn't have a specific social media page. That's kind of something we're working on, but we've done a lot of posting through PHABC's pages already. And yeah, you could find us on PHABC's main website as well. Facebook, I've seen a lot of activity recently, actually, with the Rise Up. A lot of stories and quotes from the youth that have been in the program.
So you're looking for 2 to 4 or more youth, but how many total youth are you overseeing in this?
Right now, I believe I have 18, newly 19 soon. So that's including those that are finishing out cohort 1 and the ones that are just starting cohort 2. So most of my cohort 1 youth will be done by the end of the summer, completed their hours, and they'll get their little certificate and reference letters.
Fantastic.
We've got an alumni page on our platform so they can continue to stay connected and we can see kind of what they're up to. But yeah, so right now it's about 18 youth. And it seems like a lot, especially because they're just like across the northern region. But then I have colleagues who have a lot more than the Fraser Valley just because they're so much more dense and closer to the youth that they work with. But yeah, it's really wonderful. I believe at their last provincial gathering, they had almost 50 there, which is wonderful. We want to build that future leadership and also education into what food is and all the areas that impact food. It's amazing. I wake up each day knowing that in some way I'm impacting 20 youth and their ability to engage with food and the foodscape.
And the deadline.
End of April.
End of April.
That will be the latest. If no one sends me an email, I'll be so sad. But the aim is to have it for the end of April.
Thanks for talking about your off. It's
no
great.
No problem.
That's Joe Van Winkle, the Northern Regional Lead for Rise Up, a food security program offered by the PHABC, or the Public Health Association of BC. A voluntary, nonprofit, non-government, member-driven organization operating throughout the province, and in this case, a community near you in northern BC. This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca. or CFUR.ca.